Welcome, everybody. I'm Big Al Weekly with MusicChartsMagazine.com from Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm excited to introduce to you Music Charts Magazine's new discovery for the month of August, and that is Christy Miller from Berea, Kentucky. Her song Country Girl, which is in the background, is one great song that she wrote and recorded, and we're going to play that song in its entirety at the end of our visit. But right now, all the way from down in the state of Kentucky, here she is, Miss Christy Miller. It's great to have you on the program with us.
Oh, hello, Al. It's great to be here. It's great to be with you today. Thank you so much.
You know, I was looking at some of your information that Jason sent to me, and I was listening to your music. You have such a unique voice, and that's refreshing to a disc jockey like me. When I hear Christy Miller, I know it's Christy Miller.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. That's what every artist wants to hear. Thank you so much for that.
I want to talk just a minute about your family and about you. Music came to your life at about age 14, as I was looking at some of the notes here, and I see that your dad pushed you really hard to take your poems and put them to music, and I see that your mom had a part in that as well. Who was probably, as far as music, was your inspiration?
Both of my parents were equal in their amount of talent and excitement, music, and they were a great team. My mom was more of a musician with teaching me how to sing and play guitar and encouraging me to sing in church every Sunday. And my dad is an award-winning songwriter, so he was a huge help in getting me to really learn how to make up my own stories to put into songs. And when anything happened in life, instead of letting me sit around and whine about it, he always and still tells me, write a song about it. And so they were both very inspirational. And as far as musical icons, I would have to say Aretha Franklin, Dolly Parton, Elton John, and Eric Church, favorite writers and singers. I know that's quite an array, but it's,
well, that's what makes you you. But not only your songwriting, Christy Miller, you're a multi-instrumentalist. How many instruments do you play?
I play mandolin is my first instrument, and I play rhythm guitar, and I play a little banjo.
You do have a website. Let's mention that. That's ChristyMiller.net. Am I correct?
That is correct. It's ChristyMiller.net with a K, the pretty way. And I'm also on Facebook, and my music is also available on iTunes.com, CDBaby.com, Rhapsody.com, and Amazon.com.
I have picked out three songs here that I would like to talk to you about, Christy, but I also see that you are a young lady that is determined to make a mark in music, because you did some cleaning in a tap and dye factory? Is that what you did to make some extra money?
A tool and dye factory, that's right. When I was in school, that's how I paid for my first couple recording projects, was cleaning nights after school in a factory. I was really blessed to have that job. It was an answer to prayer, and it got me through cheerleading expenses and extra spending money in school and, like I said, a couple of recording projects. So, yeah, that was my first job after school.
About 14 years old, so you could finance your music career. And I also see that an unfortunate thing happened that probably will give you some inspiration with your music, is I see that your mom got sick and passed away a little bit early in your life.
Yes, she had a chronic illness. She had Crohn's disease, and she passed away shortly after I graduated high school due to complications with Crohn's disease. And that's when I took over the family business, which is a Christian newspaper called The Seeker.
I do want to mention that we are talking with Christy Miller from Berea, Kentucky, and she is Music Charts Magazine new discovery for the month of August. A very unique individual, great songwriting, multi-instrumentalist, awesome singer. We're going to talk about her songs here in just a few moments, but I also want to talk about the other talent that you just mentioned. And by the way, your website is ChristyMiller.net, and Christy spelled with a K. Christy, tell me about The Seeker. That is something that your family has created and you're carrying on.
It is a family legacy. My parents founded it in 1984. We are approaching our 30th year. Thank God. It is a monthly publication. It's free to pick up. It's currently being distributed in 24 counties throughout Kentucky. And we are online at seekernews.com. There are inspirational articles, national and global news, and jokes and recipes.
Jokes and recipes. People enjoy that. I have found, you know, that, especially the recipes. You know, if you kind of kick back and see a picture of me, you'll know if you got any good recipes, I'd be more glad to try them out, Christy.
There's some good ones in there. We like that country cooking to take to church dinners.
Oh, I bet. Now, on your website, you've got your schedule, a short bio. I want to talk about your album. What is the name of your album, the one that you have on your website that you released?
The brand new one is a Christian CD called My Ship's Coming In, and we just shot a video to that song about a month ago. It is available to view on YouTube. Just type in Christy Miller and My Ship's Coming In, and that'll come up.
How did you come about writing that song, Christy?
You know, for years I've sung some country music. I've always done gospel, but I have several secular projects, secular albums, and I've sung about guys who have shattered my heart in a million pieces. I am finding that it is a lot more fulfilling to sing about the one who always puts it back together.
Well, let's take a little listen to My Ship's Coming In. Here is an excerpt of that. This is Christy, of course, singing, and she recorded the song that she wrote, My Ship's Coming In. Let's take a listen.
My ship's coming in, something good is about to happen. My ship's coming in, and Jesus is the captain. He's coming after me, 'cause he heard me call his name. He's coming after me, and I'll never be the same. And he still walks.
My Ship's Coming In by Christy Miller, our new discovery for Music Charts Magazine for the month of August. And Christy, that is a fine song, and I'm going to play that on my gospel program that we do live here in Nebraska. I think it's a fantastic song. And by the way, you can get all that information at christymiller.net, and you can get the downloads of the music and the CD and all the information. Not only does Christy Miller record her own songs and write her own songs, she looks for other songs to add to her repertoire. And the song that I have here called Four Letter Word is a song that she picked from another writer. And Christy, tell me a little bit about the song and why you picked it.
Well, my producer, Dan Serafini, is an absolute brilliant artist, writer, and producer. He just did a magnificent job on that song, and when I heard it, I could relate to it so well, and I just fell in love with it. It's heart-wrenching.
Well, if we may, let's take about a 30-second listen to this song. Once again, here is Christy Miller and Four-Letter Word.
Thanks, Al.
You're welcome. Beautiful song.
It touched me deeply. It touched me softly. He became everything I needed him to. The magic places deep inside me. He just knew. But then came the late nights, the home next day nights.
Christy, I wish we had more time to play the entire song. That is a fantastic song. And for an artist like you to be able to go from one, I'm going to say type, for lack of a better term, you can sing so many different songs. You just put your heart and soul in every one of them. That's what makes you so unique.
Well, thank you so much.
Christy, I want to finish with a song that you wrote. I believe, and so does our CEO Jason Rogers believes, is a unique song. And not very many people can sing this like Christy Miller.
Well, thank you.
Tell me a little bit about Country Girl.
That is just good, wholesome American song of the South, I think, just about being a country girl in the South. Just everything that's charming and wonderful about being Southern.
What gave you the idea for it? Was you just sitting around the house one day, or was you out driving around and it just kind of like came into your mind? I mean, it's a fast song, but I understand everything that you're saying in the song. That's kind of what makes it a little bit unique. Usually when artists sing fast, they kind of stumble over the words just a little bit, but I can hear every syllable in each word.
Glad to hear that. Well, that was written with Dan Serafini, again, my producer, who is a brilliant writer. We worked on that together and found magic that day, I believe.
One more time, I'm going to give you the last word, Christy. I want to make sure that everybody realizes that your website is christymiller.net, and Christy is spelled with a K. They can go on YouTube and find you. And you have these songs for download. Tell me the places.
iTunes.com, CDBaby.com, Rhapsody.com, and Amazon.com.
Christy, as we finish up, I know you have some dates and places that you play throughout the year. If you would like to mention some of those dates and where people can go and look up Christy Miller and find out where you're going to be, where is that?
I always post where we're playing on my website, and we do average about 150 dates a year. So I encourage everyone to always check out the website and Facebook for those events, because I always list them.
Have yourself a great day. We're going to finish up with your song, Country Girl, because I know everybody's waiting to hear it. I know I am, and I've already heard it many times. But once again, congratulations, Christy, on being the Music Charts Magazine new discovery for the month of August. You have yourself a great day. And
it's
for music,
truly an honor.
Well, it is an honor to have you on here, young lady. For MusicChartsMagazine.com, I'm Big Al Weekly. To finish up, here is Christy Miller and Country Girl.